The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Nancy is here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Nancy.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, oh, that's not a happy sound. You're not a happy sounding person.
Well, you know, I'm calling you because I'm not happy about something.
Right. I know, that's kind of a bummer that people do that.
Sorry about that.
Nancy, what are you not happy about? Who are you arguing with? What are you arguing about? Tell us everything. How can we help?
I called to find out if I was right or if I was wrong about something.
Okay, what is it?
My boyfriend texts me. He writes to me, texts me on the phone. He said, look, I'm not going to be answering the phone. The next 3 days are no-call days. So I said, what's a no-call day? What are you talking about? So he said, I'm not taking any calls for the next 3 days. If somebody calls, I'm not answering, and I'm not calling anybody else.
For 3 days, no call days.
Yeah.
That sounds genius.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds kind of weird. Well, I talked over with some of my friends. Some of them said, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And others said, well, so what? You know, that makes sense. You know, he's just taking a break.
Yeah. Okay.
So I said, well, it sounds pretty weird to me.
No.
And
calls.
I asked, and then I texted him back. I said, are you going away somewhere? You need a break from me? I mean, what's going on here?
You can't even text him.
I don't know. I just need to know. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
He's
trying to, I don't know, maybe he's got a girlfriend somewhere or something.
Right.
I don't know. But my guess is that he wants to take an electronic break. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. What's his name?
Chad.
All right. When did the no call day start? Are we in the middle of it or is it over or?
It started yesterday.
Oh, and he said, okay, well, all right, well, let's call him and see maybe he'll answer. Maybe he won't.
Hello?
Chad.
Yeah.
Hey, you answered the phone.
Yeah, I did.
I thought it was a no-call day.
How do you know about my no-call day?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Chad, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah, my call ID said that's what... I'm sorry, I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, we have Nancy on the phone, too. She explained to us that today's a no-call day, that you're not calling her or accepting calls from her. But, you know, we rolled the dice. We thought, well, let's try to call him, see if he answers. And look at that, you
answered.
Bingo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every day a radio station is calling you. So,
yeah,
I took a little break from my no-call day.
Yeah. Well, Nancy's here with us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not important enough, but a radio station is.
No, that's not what it is. I just, it's not, you know, I talk to you every day. This is a kind of a, you know, this is a weird thing to happen.
What, explain to us the no-call day so that we all are on the same page.
You know, it's kind of like a mental break. It's like some people, you know, go out to like a cabin in the woods. I just kind of, you know, unplug for a little bit.
Yeah.
But you just answered for us. So is it just that you're not talking to Nancy for a day or just anyone? Because you...
No, I mean, it's generally I don't talk to anybody, but I saw this number coming up and I was like, well, I got it.
So you're not taking phone calls from like your other girlfriends either?
I have other girlfriends. No, but like if my brother calls me, I don't answer. Like, I don't answer for him.
What if an emergency came up? What if I really needed to get hold of you? What if something, you know, happened to me or I in the hospital or something and I couldn't call you? You wouldn't want to know? That's crazy.
I mean, I'd find out in 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, hang on one second.
I could be dead in 2 days. No?
Hang on one second. 833-685-9595. No call days. Is that totally cool or... totally bizarre. 833-685-9595. That's our new phone number. Call us. Today is not a no-call day for us. Give us a buzz and let us know what you think. Nancy called us because her boyfriend, Chad, took some no-call days. Right, Nancy?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't answer my calls or call me for 3 days.
Right. So we called him and he answered.
Really weird.
No, yeah. So then we called him and he answered.
Shocker.
And Chad, you're saying it was just because you didn't recognize the number, but otherwise, if it was someone you knew, you wouldn't call because it's a no-call. You wouldn't have answered because it's a no-call day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you do this how often?
I try to do it like every 2 months at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 833-685-9595. Hey, Corey from Keystone Heights. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, great, Corey. What did you want to say about the no-call day?
The no-call day, I've heard of, like, you know, no technology, you know, no getting on Facebook, Snapchat, whatever. But the no-call day, that just sounds like crap to me. I've never, if my fiance was like, you know what, I'm not going to answer your phone calls for 3 days, something's up.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. My wife knows that if she wants to talk to me, calling is the last thing she should do.
Right.
Because nobody, I mean, who answers the phone? If I took a no-call day for 3 days, I would probably answer the same number of phone calls I answered in the last 3 days.
That's basically what I do already. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, and then he answers the radio line. So it's kind of, this guy, I think he's full of crap. I don't know if I can say crap on the radio, but I think he's full of crap.
Yeah,
yeah, you can say crap.
I don't know if I can say crap, but if I can, he's full of crap. Crap, crappity, crap, crap. Hey, Corey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Blake in Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great, Blake. What do you think about the no-call day situation?
I think that's pretty awesome. I mean, I've never been able to do that because I work and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he works from home or if he just is allowed to not take calls, but that's pretty great. I mean, if you want to take a break from everyone else, it probably helps him out a lot.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, you know, the whole thing, she says, well, what if I'm in the hospital and stuff? I love how he says, well, I find out in 2 days.
I mean, you're in the hospital. They're taking good care of you. Yeah.
It seems like he's only doing the no call thing for her, though, more so than just for everybody. Like, that's her point, is that she's right. Like, is well, he just not yeah. answering my phone calls? Or?
Right. Yeah, if it was like that, then yeah, it would probably be a little messed
yeah.
up. But
right.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, he kind of screwed himself by answering when we called. He should just let it go to voicemail.
Right, exactly.
Hey, thanks.
I did not think he was going to answer. I really didn't.
No, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. That's the thing. You know, a lot of people, they can't do no-call days just because their jobs are dependent on talking on the phone.
Right, exactly.
You know, luckily, when we leave the studio, I don't ever have to talk. In fact, if I'm on the phone for some work-related matter, it's really bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody calls me for work after 10 a.m., oh my God.
You did something wrong.
I definitely don't want to talk to them. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Megan, what would you do if your boyfriend said, by the way, don't call me for 3 days because I'm not going to answer?
I would not be okay with that.
Yeah, totally.
No way.
Like, what?
We live together. Like, what do you mean? You're just not coming home?
Hang on. No, I'll be at home, but just don't call me.
Yeah.
833-685-9595. That happened with Nancy and Chad. But then when we called Chad, he answered. So we're thinking this no-call day may just mean he doesn't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
833-685-9595. Crystal, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great, Crystal. What'd you want to say?
I was listening to this, and I'm in a relationship. I'm actually engaged. And if my fiance wanted that no call, I don't know how many days they mentioned, but that no call, no contact.
Yeah, it was a 3 days. He's doing 3 no call days.
I will literally, honestly, break up with him. I'm sorry. If you're committed to a relationship, you're committed. You're in it. There's no innocence out.
Yeah.
In and out.
Right.
So that's not fair to her because that's putting more damage to them, to her as well.
Yeah. No, that's an excellent point. So you would just be like, if he said, hey, I'm going to take 3 no-call days, you'd be like, hey, take all the freaking no-call days for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well, because she's... It sounds like she's very committed and he doesn't want to be as much into it.
Right. That's what I think, too. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Abby from Lake Butler, what do you think?
I think that it's totally okay to have no call days. I hate being available 24/7.
Yeah. So yeah, are you?
And if she really was dying, well, there's nothing he can do about it unless he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're dying. Calling me is not going to help. Hey, all right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. People are hardcore.
I know.
That's harsh. I was dying and I called you. I ain't no doctor. Call 911. Beyond.
Jeez.
Karen from the North Side. Hey, how are you?
All right. Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning, Karen.
Hi.
What do you think about the no call days?
Well,
I personally think that in this particular situation, I think that the lady is probably very demanding and probably very intrusive and needy. And for that reason, he probably feels like she's getting on his nerves. And he needs a break from her. That's what it sounds like to me. But at the same time, I feel like nobody rules you when it comes to your electronic devices. I still feel like he has the right to read whatever texts he wants or not read them and answer whatever calls he wants or not answer them. And he shouldn't be, you know, judged, and he shouldn't be mistreated just because he doesn't want to answer his phone.
Well, I mean, if they're in a committed relationship and she wants to talk to him, I don't really see that as her being needy. I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of their relationship or how far along they are or anything. But, I mean, just because she's wanting to talk to him for, you know, within a couple of days, I don't see that as a bad thing. If you're in a relationship with someone, you want to talk to them.
Also, I thought being in a relationship meant that someone was going to judge you every day.
I agree. I can see it from both sides. Yeah. But at the same time, if I don't want to answer my phone, I don't owe an explanation for why.
Yeah.
I'll see you when I see you. I'll talk to you when I talk to you. And if you're demanding and you're going to put me on the radio and try to embarrass me,
yeah,
I'm probably going to get rid of you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try that with my wife. So
yeah,
if you guys,
I was just going to say.
If
you
guys want to do that.
You're right. Away. Okay, all right. Yeah, I was about to say, next time I'm going to tell my wife, hey, I will call you back when I call you back.
No one controls me or my phone.
So if you guys never see me again, you'll know why. It's because I'm dead.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.